Pretty special episode today because it's not like a running one that we normally do. We are usually a pretty tight ship here. We have a tight schedule, but we don't really have any football to talk about. We pushed off our 21 to 25 because there's still a couple of guys that we want to get through before we really nail down those rankings, and we don't want to have to switch things up too much after the fact. And the East-West Shrine Bowl and the Reese's Senior Bowl rosters are pretty set up now. There's a lot of accepted invites going on. Still some football to be played, so we won't know entirely until then. But we are going to talk about the rosters today. We're going to go through position by position at each game, kind of talk about which game has the advantage at that position, because I think it's potentially closer than I think we've ever seen it. And that's a tribute to the East-West Shrine Bowl and Eric Galco and the guys really upping their game over there. But I'm not going to do it alone. I got my co-host Corey Kinnon here with me. Corey, I know you are going to Shrine. I wish that I could be there, but I am solo dadding, and that is just not able to happen. So how are you doing today?
I'm good, man. We made it to college football playoffs. I just got through a big audit at work and my day job. So, you know, I'm on the other side of that now, too. So breathing a little lighter over here. So
very nice. I can tell you who is not breathing lighter. It is True Aller, who on 3rd and 14 just threw about a 4-yard little quick hitch route. So Penn State's going to punt, but that's not what we're here to talk about. Are you ready to talk about the quarterbacks for these two teams?
I am,
because I think both of them have a lot of fun names.
Yeah, they do. And there's a glaring omission from both rosters of a guy who either is going to skip the All-Star circuit or hasn't decided yet, in Cam Ward. He's not on either of these rosters, but I like the depth of the Senior Bowl roster. And I think a guy like Jalen Milroe kind of headlines the group so far, and a guy quarterback with probably the most to gain from the Senior Bowl from an All-Star circuit as well. But honestly, I like the quarterbacks better at the Shrine Bowl. And that starts with Shador Sanders, right? The Shrine got Shador. That's like, of this draft class, that's the guy an All-Star circuit wanted to get. We're not talking about like top draft potential, but of name buzzy kind of guys to get. Shador was one of one in this year's draft class to get. And Shrine got him. But I also like the other arms that they got with Shador compared to the, like, Max Brosmer, I think is pretty solid. Curtis Rourke, you know, as a quarterback, but like, he had a good year at Indiana.
They got a gunslinger. Interesting with Rourke, apparently he played through like a partial ACL this year, so
yeah,
maybe he has more juice than I think he does. I gotta go back and watch last year.
Couldn't really turn into his knee a whole lot.
Yeah, so I wonder if that hurt his arm this year. But continue, Kyle McCord.
Mark Gronowski is still on the roster as well, but he transferred to Iowa, so he's going back to school. Transferred to Iowa.
I'm glad that he's transferring to Iowa, because I was pretty impressed with him over the summer when I watched him. Nice. So I want to see him in P4 competition.
Yeah, and Kyle McCord, we talked a little bit about just before I jumped into the Iowa kid now, but gunslinger at heart. So he's either going to make a lot of really stupid throws or a lot of really nice throws, probably a handful of both. But Shrine is also setting up a QB showcase, like throwing session for these guys as well, like a pro day throwing session for these guys, which is really cool too. Cam Miller, the North Dakota State kid, is more of a gap power QB battering ram than anything else, but that's a fun name. I think Max Brosmer is the name that like I'm intrigued by, because what he did at Minnesota this year, transferring up, I thought was pretty nice. And compared to some day three guys, especially now with like Beck entering the transfer portal, like Carson Beck's not like school and entering transfer portal, probably landing with Miami. Like, there's a void. And I know people really love Jackson Dart. We don't. I know people really like Dylan Gabriel, and I think there's a spot for him. But Max Brosmer has a little bit of toolsiness to him compared to a guy like Jackson Dart or Dylan Gabriel. So, I mean, Jackson Dart has fine tools, but like not,
yeah,
not anything to be. Yeah. But I think the Senior Bowl has some nice depth, has some nice depth at the quarterback position. Yeah. And honestly, two guys that are still playing football.
Yeah. And Will Howard and Riley Leonard. The one that really interests me the most, and he's been in school for 7 years, so he's going to be an old rookie, but
Shuck.
Tyler Shuck, man. He's fun.
He is.
I think his athleticism, his arm talent is really going to shine at a place like the Senior Bowl. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really interested to see that. But I, out of those guys, like, I can see Riley Leonard and I can see Dylan Gabriel and maybe even Will Howard be really impressive backups for a long time at the NFL level. Like, they all kind of have something to them that I could see, like, Riley Leonard could be a dangerous dual threat kind of guy at the next level. And then Dylan Gabriel, throw him in Miami, let him throw over the middle of the field, yeah. Left-handed offense behind Tua. Let's get it done. And then Will Howard, who has been absolutely outrageous so far in the playoffs. So,
yeah. Well, who is he? Like, what happened to him?
I don't know. Yes.
Yeah. So we'll see if that continues tomorrow against Texas, but yeah, some fun names. Jalen Milroe, of course, we talked about the headliner most of the game.
Yeah.
He's got to show out. He has to show out in Mobile. I mean, he's still probably going to be the third quarterback off the board by default, unless Drew Aller changes his mind, but how much confidence does a team have taking Jalen Milroe with a top 64 pick?
Yeah.
You know, so that's worth the conversation. What about these running backs?
Yeah, stick with the running backs. Let's stick with the Reese Senior Bowl. And I'm just going to go down through the list. We'll go down through the list of East West, and then we'll just kind of touch on the guys that we want to touch about here at the end. But Senior Bowl, SMU, Rashard Smith, former wide receiver. I think he's the kind of guy that's really going to shine at a place like this. Him and Woody Marks from USC. Also, Bashal Tutten, Ollie Gordon, Khalil Mullings, Donovan Edwards, Damian Martinez, Devin Neal, RJ Harvey, and Jarquez Hunter. That is for the Senior Bowl. And for the Shrine, we have Syracuse's LeQuint Allen. You have, I lost my spot, darn it, Rocket Sanders from South Carolina, Clemson's Phil Maffa, Texas Tech's Taj Brooks, Florida's Montrell Johnson, Cincinnati's Corey Kiner, Arkansas's Jaquindon Jackson, and Delaware's Marcus Yarns. Any names, first of all, just general thought. Shrine, we talked about it
before. Yeah, the Monstars. The
Monstars, dude. There are at least three guys who are 225 pounds or more here.
Yeah. Phil Maffa, Jaquindon Jackson, Rocket Sanders, all massive, massive, massive dudes.
And it's funny because I feel like they all play very, very different games.
They do.
Each and every one of them. When you look at Sanders, I do think he's a three down back. He might lack the juice that he once had before injuries and just hits mounted up on him. But he is a three down back. He can pass protect a little bit. He is a good route runner. Like, they put him on the outside at 225 pounds and he can move. Maffa, big physical guy. I don't feel like these all-star games are a place where the big guys who I guess don't move all that well are able to impress, because they more often than not win with their physicality, which is right. Something that running backs don't really get to show at a place like an all-star event. Now, the one guy I really wanted to bring up from that group is Cincinnati's Corey Kiner.
He's got some juice, man.
Second most, I believe, 15 plus yard runs this year behind Ashton Jeanty, and then our guy KJ was number three. So Kiner split between two really good names, and that explosiveness should play pretty well at a place like Shrine. Who from the Reese's, or if you want to talk any more about any of those guys, but the Senior Bowl roster.
Yeah, I'm not going to pretend like I know who Marcus Yarns is or I've watched this tape.
No,
but
me either.
Those all-star events are always great for FCS players. So
yes,
very excited about that. Yeah, going to the Senior Bowl, obviously Scatabue is the going to generate the most like fan attention, I would say.
I don't know. I think he's a big name, but there are a lot of Devin Neal fans out there.
I love Devin Neal too. Yeah. I love Devin Neal too. Like he can catch the ball well. You can line him up out like in the slot. He can do some stuff for you manufactured wise. Like I think he's got a really thick lower half and has explosiveness. Not mm-hmm. like overwhelming long speed, but like he's got initial burst. There's a lot to like about Devin Neal too. I agree. I'm not super thrilled about Donovan Edwards. That's a guy who plateaued 2 years ago and just like never came back. I think Jarquez Hunter's kind of a surprising name to be there, to be honest. Woody Marks, maybe along the same lines, maybe, but Bashel Tutton too. Like those three names kind of surprised me, especially when you consider the running backs that are still playing college football right now. Who are likely to declare. And there's two Ohio State ones that really stick out there that aren't on this list. And one of them is a senior. And not that it matters because underclassmen can go to these things now too. But like Travion Henderson is absolutely getting out of this roster. Quinshon Judkins, if he declares, is more than likely getting out of this roster. Like, and so there are a lot of names on this list. But yeah, Devin Neal, probably the one I'm most excited to see. I know you might be interested to watch some Ollie Gordon, Kalel Mullings too. I want to see how he can do in like some of those one-on-one space drills. I want to see how he can do some of those space drills.
Yeah. So with Ollie, it's all about how he looks physically. Does he look like he has the juice that he had in 2023, or is he going to look like the big? I almost want to say out of shape, like it. Just he looked a little bit bigger this year. He wasn't moving as well this year. He just wasn't himself. The other guy that I'm really excited about from this group, somebody who is the most prolific pass catching running back in college football history, and that is Woody Marks from USC, who, listen, he tries to pass protect.
He's
a very undersized back, but he can make some, you know, create some explosive plays a little bit as well. I think he's a fun late guy who has a top 75 mark in receptions in college football history. And so he can do that. That is definitely a part of his game. And I'm interested to see kind of how that translates to the NFL level with his struggles in pass protection, because I don't feel like you're going to see the field at the NFL level unless you can at least survive in that realm, even if you are a fantastic pass catcher.
Right. Yeah. And we've seen that time and time again. Like if you can't pass protect at the NFL level, you're not going to see the field. Like I remember a couple of years ago and Woody Marks is a little bit thicker, and this player I'm about to mention had a more hybrid role where he played wide receiver and running back at UCLA. But Demetric Felton had a hell of a Senior Bowl, like was cutting up everybody in one-on-ones, and went in the sixth round of the Browns. But like Demetric Felton can't pass protect at all, and he's not on an NFL roster. Now he's bouncing through practice squads because he can't pass protect. So definitely a huge thing there. Just shouting out again, like Travion Henderson is going to be on one of these rosters. And that's going to be a player I'm going to be really excited to watch. I hope he's at Shrine. I hope he's one of those players that chooses Shrine, just because I really want to see him in person and see if that explosiveness holds up as well as it has on tape in person. What about some wide receiver action here?
Do you want to go through, just stick with the Senior Bowl first?
Let's go.
By the way, I wanted to just vote. I like the Shrine Bowl backs more, I think.
Really?
I think so.
See, I'm going to go think Senior I'm more Bowl.
I think I'm more interested in the names on.
I might be more interested to see them live. Like Phil Maffa, I want to see live because like that guy runs really soft for as big as he is.
Yeah.
Like 3 yards in a cloud of dust kind of runner. So like, is there more there? And the Yarns kid I'd like to see in person. But the names of the Senior Bowl, like, I mean, when you start with Scatabue and Devin Neal, you got me.
Yeah.
And like Kalel Mullings is a guy I'm highly intrigued by because he's only been playing running back for 2 years and really looked way better than Donovan Edwards stepping into that role this year.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think I'm more intrigued by the Senior Bowl names.
All righty. Let's go to wide receiver.
All right. So we got Georgia's Arian Smith, Illinois' Pat Bryant, the Iowa State duo of Higgins and Noel, Kyren Lacy from LSU, Maryland's Ty Felton. Although it's interesting, Caden Prather went to Shrine, so they split up the Maryland receivers. Xavier Restrepo from Miami, Tez Johnson from Oregon, Elik Ayuminar from Stanford, Brew McCoy from Tennessee, Savion Williams from TCU, Jalen Royals from Utah State, Daquan Felton from Virginia Tech, Jalen Lane from Virginia Tech, Kyle Williams from Washington State, and Jack Beck from TCU.
I'm getting a ton of inquiries about Savion Williams.
He's there fun.
And a lot of people talking about him right now, and I've not watched him.
Oh, he's like 6'3", but he runs Wildcat stuff, and he's super slippery and has very good patience and vision as a runner at 6'3". Like he's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what names here? Obviously let's think about guys who are still playing that would declare and join one of these games. Matthew Golden, freaking Emeka Egbuka is going to be he's a senior. Yeah. He's going to be at the Senior Bowl. Notre Dame, not really anybody. Penn State, not really anybody. So those are probably the two names still playing, because we're pretty convinced Isaiah Bond's
staying.
Yeah.
The big one for me is Elik Ayuminar.
I think he needs to show it too.
Yes, he needs to show it because he wasn't able to show anything this year at Stanford, and he's always been a little bit inconsistent anyways. His hands are a little bit inconsistent. So I want to see him at that size with the way that he moves. Mm-hmm. I want to see if he looks better than Ty Felton.
Interesting.
He's bigger than Ty. I like the upside at X for him. But Ty Felton,
he can fly.
Is a ton of fun, man. And he plays all on the outside, and he is a target magnet. Mm-hmm. Even in an offense with Prather, I mean, he dwarfed that production. So Felton is a guy I'm really excited about too.
I had a scout tell me they think he's going to run like a 4.28, 4.29 as well.
That fast? And it's funny because they didn't really use him that way. I mean, they kind of did, but they just had to get him. They were manufacturing him touches, and he's got good vision. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see him.
Yeah.
At Shrine.
Yeah, I think Xavier Restrepo, obviously. Like, he's going to dominate one-on-ones because, like, that's what one-on-ones are designed to do, for those shift-gear guys to win off the line of scrimmage. Yeah. But I want to see some, like, the 11-on-11 stuff. I want to see the 11-on-11 stuff.
And the
and other guy he's going to get pressed. Like, I want to see him get pressed.
Yeah. The other guy is Jalen Royals for me. That was a dog turd. There's no offense I think
Petras didn't turn it on in year six.
Hated to watch than that offense because he literally just ran 5 yards and turned around. He just ran to grass and stopped and turned around all year. So
people are big fans of the Iowa State duo as well.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to them yet, but I've Higgins heard and Noel quite a bit of them.
Yeah,
let's go Shrine.
Yeah.
We have Jacoby George from Miami. We have Kyle Williams from Washington State.
Kyle Williams is also on the senior, so he got poached.
Interesting. I didn't see that over. Okay. Nick Nash, who I believe led all of college football in receptions this year.
Yards, receptions, and touchdowns.
Ooh, he had touchdowns. I didn't know he had touchdowns, too. Mm-hmm. Miami's Sam Brown. UNLV's Ricky White. Tennessee's Dante Thornton, Ole Miss, Trey Harris, Louisville, Ja'Cory Brooks, Auburn's Keandre Lambert-Smith, Pittsburgh's Kanata Mumfield. Ooh, I love that last name, Mumfield. Ole Miss's Juice Wells, Maryland's Caden Prather, Nebraska's Isaiah Nair, Colorado's Jimmy Horn, Colorado's LeJonte Wester, Colorado's Will Shepard. Those round out the wide receivers.
Yeah, they definitely made a deal with Dion there. If you take Shador, you got to take all the guys. So definitely the amount of Colorado players in the Shrine roster is funny. This group is fun. Sam Brown had top 50 hype, and I don't love Sam Brown because I don't think he's physical and he's got some hands issues.
Yes.
he's very, very soft, very, and he drops a lot of passes. Trey Harris is injured and is only going to do interviews from what I've heard. But it's going to be cool to talk to him, because I've heard he's an A-plus individual character-wise, and so he'll be a lot of fun to talk to. I think the name that I'm most interested in is Caden Prather. We talked a little bit about Ty Felton, Caden Prather. I think he's going to look really good, because he's 6'3", and he moves really well laterally for a guy who's 6'3", 210. Yeah. He's a big dude, and he moves well. So I think he's going to have a really good week, and Caden Prather is one to watch there.
Yeah, I think the one to watch for me is Ricky White from UNLV. He's going to be a great special mm-hmm. teamer
at
the NFL level. But I'm really interested to see him at wide receiver, because there's the pure movement skill, ability to make people miss is so fun to watch for him.
Yeah. I want to look it up, because I know the number's outrageous. Ricky White has blocked 4 punts in his college career.
Jesus.
4 punts.
That's amazing.
His college career. He's going to be a core teamer. He's going to be a gunner on punt. Or, I mean, they might have him come off the edge of that, right? But he'll be a gunner mm-hmm. As well in some hold situations, some punt return hold situations. Dude's fun. Dude's fun. And he's going to stick around because he's going to play special teams.
Yeah.
He's going to get a roster spot because he's going to play special teams. So, UNLV's Ricky White's fun. The Senior Bowl receivers definitely have a massive advantage, I think, at the over the Shrine Bowl receivers on paper here.
Yes. In both talent and name, I would agree. The one thing I will say when it comes to Shrine is, like, I really like Trey Harris a lot.
Me too.
Juice Wells is fun. But yeah, when you just look at it in totality, it's impossible to argue.
Well, did you hear what, like, of course, Jim Nagy had to say something on Twitter about it as well, that apparently somebody talked about Trey Harris going to Shrine. He's like, well, that's because I don't let injured players come to the Senior Bowl who can't participate, blah, blah, blah. It's like, we get it, guy. We get it.
Yeah. Anyways, tight ends.
Dude, the Shrine, or the Senior Bowl tight ends are unreal. It's an unreal spread.
Yeah. Elijah Arroyo, a name I need to watch more in depth, but
Jordan Reed's a big fan.
Big playmaker for that Miami offense. Didn't catch a ton of passes, but was a downfield weapon. Georgia Tech's Jackson Hawes, Texas Gunnar Helm, Pittsburgh's Gavin Bartholomew, Oregon's Terrence Ferguson, LSU's Mason Taylor, Clemson's Jake Brenningstool, and then Bowling Green's Harold Fannin Jr. It doesn't matter what the Shrine Bowl has, it's not even close, because it can't be mm-hmm. close.
And guess what? There's the best tight end in the class is still playing college football and also a senior.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think he's going to go as soon as Penn State gets beat?
Yep.
What's also interesting is Colson Loveland's not on either of these rosters, which he's only a 3 junior, but you would have thought after all the underclassmen that Senior Bowl just released, like, where's Colson Loveland? Is he doing something? Is he getting an invite anywhere?
Yeah. Great question. But let's go down through the names here. Iowa's Luke Lackey, Texas Tech's Jalen Conyers, Oregon's Terrence Ferguson.
He got poached then too.
Yeah. He got poached. Aranda Gadsden. That's one that I'm very interested in, because he was a wide receiver, moved to tight end, can't block, but is a fun weapon in the seam or up the seam. And then Vanderbilt's Eli Stowers.
So Stowers actually just announced today that he's going back to Vanderbilt too. So that they
got, so he got will not be there.
Yeah. And then Rivaldo Fairweather from Auburn as well is going to be there. Senior Bowl laps this roster by. Especially with Stowers is fun. And I was excited. Like I made a list, short list of players I want to talk to when I go to Shrine. And he was on that short list. So I'm really disappointed in that. But I'll talk to Lackey too, because he's a Columbus kid. He's from Columbus. So I'm going to talk to him. This is a bunch, this roster, the Shrine Bowl roster is a bunch of dudes who are flex tight ends who can't block. That's the entire list. So I'm not exactly sure what to do with this list of tight ends.
Yeah, but you know, that's okay. Let's look at the offensive linemen a little bit here. And we don't have to go down through everyone. Are there any names on the Shrine roster at O-line that you're interested in?
Dude, this is bare too. This is pretty bare.
It's incredibly bare.
Joshua Gray has been around at Oregon State for a while, and now he's finally playing center where he needs to be playing his entire, where he's needed to play his entire career. And it's his best fit. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only lineman that really hops. John Williams from Cincinnati is a decent, like a day three player as well. Boy, that's it.
Yeah. That is it over on that side.
But again, we should point out that there are some small school offensive linemen that like, this is what this is that, like, this is what they're there for. Also, I just noticed that Shrine Bowl has a long snapper coming from Colorado School of Mines.
I saw that.
That's amazing. Like Aiden Williams, a guard from Minnesota Duluth. Never heard of the kid in my life. You better start to leave. I'm going to talk to that kid and I'm going to watch that kid.
Yeah.
Thomas Perry from Middlebury. That's a D2 school. Like, you best believe. Montana State kid, Marcus Weir. Yeah. So there are some names that I'm interested in. Gareth Warren from Lindenwood. Like, there are small school guys here that, I'll pay attention to because.
I got tape on all those guys if you guys want to watch it.
Nice.
Because I have Lindenwood tape on there because somebody asked for
it. You got Middlebury tape too?
I don't think I have Middlebury, but I can try to find it. Let's go to the big one. Let's go to the Senior Bowl, man. Dude,
this is outrageous.
I think Charles Grant's the big one, just because he's a small school guy. William and Mary. I mean, we are excited about all the big names in this class. And Armand Membau, one of my favorite players in this class. But, man, Charles Grant, like you were talking about with Shrine, this is where the small school guys can really shine.
Yeah, because Charles Grant is a fifth-year guy who hasn't been able to gain weight, but he's also been playing at a small school. But he's athletic as it gets, and he's long as it gets. So, like, yeah, even though he hasn't been able to gain weight, he hasn't been in a good program. So, like, if he gets into an NFL program and adds some muscle, adds some weight, and doesn't lose any functional athleticism, that guy's going to be a player. But, boy, I mean, the whole list is stacked. I'm interested because Seth McLaughlin is on there, and he's hurt. So is he still going to be able to go? Is he still going?
Guys aren't allowed to go.
We'll see. But gosh, dude, like every underclassman offensive lineman you could have dreamed of that they could have added, they have added. And we'll see what happens when Texas gets done playing because there's two underclassmen offensive linemen at Texas who are up for grabs still. That could really juice up this roster even more, but they're both hurt. So they both might be too quick of a turnaround for either of them to try to play through an all-star event with Banks and Williams. But I'll throw out one name that I think could be a massive riser for a team that's looking for an offensive tackle in a class where there aren't a lot of offensive tackles, and that's Connecticut's Chase Lund.
Yeah.
Yes, he's 6'7", and he moves unbelievably well at 6'7". So that's a name that I'll be watching on that roster for sure. J.C. Davis went back to school. He took advantage of that JUCO loophole that Diego Pavia opened up, so he's off that roster now. But I mean, Jalen Travis from Iowa State is a Princeton transfer. That's going to be a lot of fun for people to interview and kind of pick his brain a little bit. But, like, yeah, every single underclassman, Armand Membau, Jonas Abayanai, Emory Jones, Marcus Bowe.
It's a really good class. Tate Ratledge is there. It's a great class.
Unreal. Unreal pull.
What did you think about Graves Abel?
I don't like him.
Yeah,
People have him in their top 15. I think he's clunky. He's super tall, and he has no knee bend, so he has no leverage. Yeah. I don't know how we're talking top 50 kid.
Okay, because that's how I feel too.
I wanted to make sure.
Do you want to go D line? Any names that really? I mean, let's just.
This is outrageous too. Oh my gosh. Those 101 OLDL 101s at the Senior Bowl are going to be a bloodbath, dude.
Shamar Turner, Shamar Stewart, Nick Scorton, the trio from Texas A&M.
Landon Jackson, Donovan Ezeraku, Mike Green,
TJ Sanders and Kyle Kennard,
Jared Ivey, Walter Nolan, Prince Liu, Mimi Allen, the three Ole Miss guys.
Yeah.
your boy Jamari Caldwell.
Yeah.
Kyle Kennard. Omar Norman Lott. We Mike just Green. List off guys who aren't all top 100 players.
Mike Green.
Yep. People like a Dion nice Walker. He's a slippery guy. Yeah.
Yeah, Dion Walker, Landon Jackson.
I'm interested to see how Dion Walker performs at this event.
I think this is an event where he can really help himself.
He needs to.
Yeah.
He needs to big time. He needs to. People like Joshua Farmer from Florida State quite a bit too.
Yeah, yeah. I thought he started to play better towards the end of the year, but really just interesting body type, athleticism role. Shrine, Kenneth Grant, your guy, CJ West. That's a huge pull. Yeah. Your guy, CJ West. Looks like kind of it for interior guys.
Cam Horsley had a little bit of buzz out of Boston College.
Yeah.
Haven't really tuned back in. But if we're talking edge, can we combine edges and defensive lines? Antoine Powell Ryland led the nation in sacks. So Antoine Powell Ryland is
He is a decent player too.
Jordan Phillips out of Maryland.
Yeah.
20-year-old kid, stout as a freaking boulder, dude. I'm very excited about that. He's like at the top of my list of guys I want to watch and guys I want to talk to. Ethan Downs from Oklahoma is a player I've had on my radar for a couple of years. He's pretty stiff, but he's got a lot of through the chest power. I think he'll be one dimensional as a pass rusher, as a player at the NFL level, but like, I think he can find a role. I know people like Fidel Diggs, Tyler Barron, and I've heard his medicals are going to be bad. Any other names for you on the defensive line edge group?
No, not really. Not really. Right. What about linebacker?
Starting with Shrine?
Yeah, sure.
Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Francisco. There was a lot of love for Francisco Mauaga from Miami over the summer. I haven't heard a lick about him throughout the season.
Yeah. DeRicky Wright, same thing for me a little bit.
Yeah. But yeah, really Chris Paul. People have Chris Paul as high as linebacker two in this class. So there's a lot of Chris Paul love out there for sure. Jay Higgins led the nation in tackles. I think he's your prototypical like college linebacker who makes every tackle, but like he's very boxy and he moves like he's very boxy. So who's the kid from California back in like 2020 that people hyped up because he made Evan Weaver. Do you remember Evan Weaver?
Yes, yeah. I do remember Evan Weaver.
But Evan Weaver couldn't freaking move. I think that we're kind of looking at a similar situation with Jay Higgins.
Shrine or
Senior Bowl.
Senior Bowl.
Have you watched
a tough year for a linebacker?
It is, but have you watched Carson Swisinger?
No, I haven't yet.
People love him. He's on my short list of people to check out. I know some scouts who really love Demetrius Knight out of South Carolina. 60-year guy, converted quarterback. But I do know some
Is that number 27?
I think he's number 11. Let me look it up real fast. He is 17. 17.
Oh, yeah. 17, yeah, yeah, not yeah. 27.
We each had one number right. That's fine. people love Demetrius Wright. There's some love for Demetrius Wright out there. Jeffrey Bossett from Oregon is like first team off the bus guy, but boy, not quite sure what to do with him and his eyes. One name I'm actually really excited about because I think he could really jump into the top 100 because he's built really well and he has really nice functional athleticism and he flashes. Like the Tennessee game, he was all over the place. But then there are games where like he's running in the opposite direction. So I want to see if Smile Mondon can like dial it in a little bit and how he looks, but he should look really good in those one-on-one running back linebacker drills. And he's a player I like. I have a decent love for Smile Mondon in this class.
Yeah. I think that's the big name for all the linebackers, to be honest with you. Let's go to defensive backs.
Can I talk about one more real fast? Central Arkansas's David Walker is actually a pass rusher, but he's listed as a linebacker. He's kind of undersized. He's only got 32-inch arms, but he's a highly productive small school player as a pass rusher, and he's got some early day three love. So,
who was I believe his last name was Smith, who was like a small pass rusher, went to the Senior Bowl as a pass rusher. They immediately moved him to linebacker.
The Northern Illinois kid from a few years ago. Oh, what's his name? The Steelers. he went to the Steelers. It was like 2019, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh, what is that kid's name? I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Neither can I.
I know exactly who. Sutton Smith.
I remember him getting annihilated. So when you tell me, like, smaller school guy, ton of sacks, smaller arms, I'm like, he could get
so here's destroyed. The difference is that David Walker is thick. Like, he's a very well-constructed player compared to Sutton Smith, who's, like, very not an NFL pass rusher.
Yeah, gotcha,
Who's the Kansas kid from a couple of years ago? He was drafted by the Eagles. Kyron Johnson, I think. Sutton Smith and Kyron Johnson are kind of the same mold of like, oh, you're too
small. Yeah, I don't remember you're way Kyron small. Johnson, but
yeah.
Oh, I do know who you're talking about now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, he was too small. Let's go to DBs, man. We can finish it off here. Senior Bowl. Big names here for you.
Huge list.
It is.
I'm scrolling. Yeah. Big one from Florida State that obviously, I am gonna be ecstatic about Azurier Thomas, obviously, who I think is gonna go in the first round. And this is the type of event that launched Quinyon Minchel to be like, oh no, this guy's he backs it up in a setting against everybody. Because I mean, those one-on-ones are designed for receivers to show you what they can do off the line of scrimmage, and he's gonna show you what he can do off the line of scrimmage because that's his portfolio. Azurier Thomas is a guy that I'm going to be watching. Jacob Parrish is getting some love late.
Darian Porter has gotten love.
Maxwell
Harris, which is always been hype. Yeah, funny for me because Darian Porter has never like started for Iowa State. It's a weird situation over there. Yeah. Andrew Makuba, Jalen Smith from USC is an interesting one for me. Smaller guy, but really physical. Trey Amos, who I haven't watched, but I am seeing a lot of love for recently.
He's okay. He's just okay. Your boy Xavier
Watts.
Yes, sir. That's not who I was going to say, but your boy Dorian Strong.
Yes. Yes. Love me some Dorian Strong.
Yeah. Xavier Watts is a guy's like, you just need to watch the 11-on-11 with Watts because those one-on-one drills are not going to be a place where he is designed to shine.
I think he'll be fine. I think he'll be fine. Yep.
Mm.
Yep. I think he'll be all right.
Okay.
Malachi Moore is the one I'm interested in.
Really?
What's he look like? What's he look like in coverage? Because he's somebody who was not a very good player until this year.
And that's where I'm like, I kind of know what I kind of know what I know about.
But he went more from the slot to the back end this year and played way better on the back end than he did in the slot. And I thought live viewings, defensive tape for Alabama, watching other guys, he's always flying downhill. So he can at least do that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I know some people like Noel Williams out of California, and he's really highly productive. He's got a lot of balls, ball production to his name. Here's one that I'm interested in because he's playing really well in the college football playoffs, and he's always hurt, though. And if he can stay healthy, he's a bullet coming downfield, and that's Lathan Ransom, who plays a lot of nickel, and he's really physical. And so I want to see what kind of he looks when you put him in a phone booth in some one-on-ones as well, instead of just flying downfield all the time, you know? Nick Singleton just dropped a touchdown. Not a great ball, but he just dropped a touchdown. There's a couple more. Upton Stout. Scouts have told me Upton Stout is like going to be a really good nickel. The WKU kid, the Western Kentucky kid.
Yeah.
So pretty interested there. And Hunter Wohler is a kid that I liked over the summer. He's a safety for Wisconsin. Plays a lot in the box. Plays a lot as a second level player in the slot as well. Has to kind of play in a phone booth. I don't know if he's overly twitchy. But he's good when his eyes are in front of him, when he can keep his eyes in front of him as well. So, yeah, it's a good group, man. It's a good group.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. That's all I got.
I think that's all I got, too. I don't know if we need to shout out the long snappers and punters and kickers too much in this one.
No, I couldn't tell you a single thing about any of them. And we have a playoff game to go watch.
Yeah, we do. And we're already at 40 minutes. So we're past our time quota here, 30 minutes, friends. But that's it. We made it through another week, another edition of the Daft on Draft podcast. Enjoy your playoff college football. Penn State, Notre Dame will be done by the time you hear this, but Texas, Ohio State tonight, if you're listening to this on Friday. So enjoy that. Enjoy the natty. We're really ramping up here into draft season. So thanks for sticking with us. Until next time, this is another episode of the Daft on Draft podcast.